Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom, VASD's Public Information Officer, here with Dr. Clarity, our superintendent.
Good morning, Marcy. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fabulous. Well, everybody, just 24 hours ago, we were in the Roane Area High School Performing Arts Center, beautiful facility that we have the honor of having available to us, and we were gathered for our 24-25 convocation. I'm going to talk with Dr. Clarity today about what convocation is and why we do it and what we talked about yesterday and what our focus is. So, Dr. Clarity, it's a little different today. I'm on the mic asking you questions.
I know, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's always funny when you're asking someone else the questions. I can just sit and listen to some great conversation, but now I have to carry the load. So
that's right.
We'll see how this goes today.
That's right. So tell our listeners, what is convocation and why do we do it?
I am going to do that, but first I'm going to celebrate somebody that made convocation happen. That's you. So thank you so much for everything that you do for our community and our staff. We know it's a long process. We actually will start the planning process for next year, probably today, at Cabinet, to be able to think about our next steps, because we want it to be such a memorable event for our staff. So convocation really is it's a welcome back for all of our VSD staff, and it's an opportunity for us to generate joy and positivity and really have a keen sight on our goals of having direct impact on students. And so when you think about us all being in the business of serving students, we want to make sure that we're completely aligned in our work, that we're passionate about our work, and we all have an understanding of our deep why. And convocation allows the space for that messenger to happen, but it's really the people in convocation that make it such a joyful experience. And so we're just really excited for not just what happened yesterday in that space, but what this will mean for making the 24-25 school year a powerful and memorable year for all of our scholars, and we know we're going to generate great outcomes for our students.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we really focus on incorporating students into convocation every year, right? This is a room primarily full of adults who are all happy to see each other and enthusiastic for the school year to come. But the most important thing about our district, our students, could be missing if we didn't make a conscious effort to involve them. And we have, for the last 3 years, alternated which grade band we focus on. This year, our focus was on middle school. And how did we ensure that student voice was heard and part of our day?
And we pride ourselves on centering student voice because, you know, as you'll hear me say multiple times, we, as a service-based organization, our greatest client are our students. And we serve our students and make sure that we acknowledge our thoughts. And you cannot make leadership decisions or any decisions or have great practice without having the voices of those that you serve at the center of the conversation. So we prioritize having students' voices heard, understood, and having their perspectives articulated. And there's no really better way to do that than to have our students right there in front of all 1,000 staff members talking about their experiences, giving shout outs to so many staff members that have provided so much joy and education to their experiences. It's really heartwarming to hear about those personal connections. And we were excited this year to have three middle school students. We had some middle school students from last year, and then some arising to our high school next year as well. We had Tyler Herb for Badger Ridge Middle School. And we have Michael Muldrow, Cornelius Charter School, who will be arising to the high school this year. And we had Rakia Hassan from Savannah Oaks Middle School. So congratulations to those three students. And they were really part of the planning. They came to our practices and rehearsals and gave up their personal summertime to make this experience memorable for all of our staff. And they were just amazing, absolutely amazing to hear their voices and perspectives. I'm really excited that they will be able to carry this with them for the rest of their lives, and the confidence that they built. And more importantly, we all learned something from them. We all learned something about our work as educators, the impact that we have, and also how we can continue to improve in our work. And they brought that to life. We're excited though. We also had students in our presentation that came in the form of videos. The team did a dynamic job of capturing voices before the end of the school year last year to prepare for convocation this year. And in those student videos, students really were able to articulate their thoughts and ideals around topics such as how would you design a class and what would it be? If you could become a staff member, what would it be? And what makes you feel safe at school? And then most importantly, what motivates you for academic excellence? So if I can just really touch on all four of those, I think some of the most heartfelt moments were when a student directly articulated their desire to be like another staff member in our organization and be able to call that person by name, tell them the impact that they have. And that doesn't always happen with middle school students.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
As a parent, I can tell you, you don't always get that back. And they articulated it so well. We were able to talk about those ideals that allow you to feel safe at school. And we know that feeling safe at school contributes significantly to mental health and mental health supports. And our goal as we continue our journey together was to promote academic excellence. And they very clearly told us what motivates them to be to excel in academics, and all those things came to life on behalf of our students.
Yeah, and I found it particularly impressive, the insight and the foresight that our middle school students had in answering questions about their future and wanting to be financially stable, and also the value of some of the classes that they have and the different content areas and how they would like to teach certain things because it's challenging to them or it could help their peers understand history. It could help them learn music and what they liked about music. So they really hit the nail on the head and talked about pretty much every content area that we have.
Absolutely, they did.
All right. So not only were our staff present, our Board of Education, of course, was present and always supportive, and our community members were also in attendance. Dr. C, tell us about who was there yesterday.
Yes. And one of the priority areas of the strategic framework of the Verona Area School District is really that mindset of community collaboration. And we wanted to bring that to life in an actionable way by ensuring that members of our community were there to have that celebration of our return with our staff and to continue to build that bonding and connection. And so we were honored to have in our space from the city of Fitchburg, we had the mayor from the Verona Police Department and the Fitchburg Police Department. We had both chiefs that gave us their time as well. From the Verona Area Chamber of Commerce, we had the board of directors there present. The Verona Area Education Foundation board members were present. And then we had representation from the 100 Black Men of Madison. So when you think about the broad range of community support that we have in multiple aspects, and we also had those that just sent their well wishes if they couldn't be there in person, they really articulated their desire to express to our staff how much we know that public education is truly the heart of a community and how important their partnership is in serving our students in an authentic way. So I definitely want to express my gratitude for all of the leaders that were able to give us their time this morning. We know they're very, very busy, but they found time in their calendars to be there with our staff to celebrate, to hear about our goals for 24-25, and to really uplift the heart of education, which is when our community comes together, education works better, and we know that strong education builds strong communities.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see just these organizations that were represented who are just some of the partners that we work with. And you know, pretty much on a daily basis, when you look at the variety of partners that we had there and the extent to which the school district works together on things like facilities planning and planning for the length of a stoplight so that our buses can get through the city in a timely fashion, and to all the way to 100 Black Men that offers programs in our schools to our students, the African American History Academic Challenge every year. It's really phenomenal. And we always say that strong schools make a strong community, and strong community makes strong schools, and that was really evident yesterday.
Absolutely was. And, you know, for our staff to see the amount of support that they receive from our community to allow for space for interaction. We all shared breakfast together, and we had food truck offerings at lunch where people could just sit and break bread together and just have really deep conversations around our collective purpose and goal of serving students. Just kind of watch those interactions happen and be able to listen to some of them or engage in some of those conversations. So there, I think there was the convocation speeches themselves, but there were also those personal connections where, hey, I see you in the grocery store. And like, you know, when you're a kid, if you feel like me, you were almost shocked when you saw a teacher at the grocery store. Like,
absolutely.
Oh, like you eat too?
right. So it takes you a minute to recognize them, right? Yeah.
And I just remember those few times that would happen, and you're like, yeah, everyone's human, you think, I don't know if we think educators don't eat. I know they're super busy, but they're out in our community. They're part of our community. They have kids. They have joy and passion for what they're doing, and just to be able to have that human side of it outside of that quote unquote classroom perspective really resonated with me yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if I can paint a picture for our listeners a little bit, we had a portion of the UW band there, celebratory atmosphere. They get the crowd going. Our MC, Dr. Hawkins, she's fantastic. The student that Dr. Clarity mentioned before, Tyler Herb, he was a co-MC for a good portion of the convocation. He had a gray suit and an orange tie on, who, if you know our superintendent, often, always, you will see him in a suit and tie. So Tyler was getting some wisdom there and how to dress sharp for a convocation. it was a great atmosphere. And Dr. Clarity was our keynote presenter. He gave a powerful presentation. There were 1,000 staff members there, all paying close attention. It was very moving and thought-provoking. And I'm wondering what you'd like to share about our In the Loop with the Soup listeners about your presentation yesterday.
Yeah, thank you, Marcy. And I'm always honored to be able to be the keynote for a convocation, because it's really an opportunity for me to demonstrate my deep appreciation for every single staff member in our organization, and really those, I want that heartfelt the moments to understand that I work in service of our staff. That while I have a leadership title and leadership role, if you don't understand in this role that that is based off service to others, then it's not the right field for you. And so I've always looked at that from that perspective. I've always been humbled by the opportunities and blessings that I've had to be able to serve the Brown Area School District community. And so being able to present in a keynote fashion is just a demonstration of appreciation for that. So our topics for the speech were really about our three years of progress, mm-hmm. and our work moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so I'll begin with the 3 years of progress. I wanted to focus in on three main areas, which were academic growth, our cultural climate growth, and our operations. And I really spoke about operations as being the engine of our organization, our engine of Vernon Area School District, because that really encompasses our staff that are not necessarily in the classroom, but they remove barriers to access to allow for great work to happen in the classroom. When you think about our custodians, our food service, our bus drivers, our clerical, our administrative assistants, our nurses. You know, I can continue to go on and on about the number of people that are so necessary for a child to truly engage in the educational process. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to really elevate them. And as we know, in the Vernon Area School District, every single person that's a staff member is an educator, because they provide a learning experience in some capacity or another. So just in order, if I begin with academics, as you saw in our annual report that went to every member of our community, we're making some great gains in the Vernon Area School District. But we also know there's opportunity for growth in making sure that our gains permeate through every demographic within our district. And I really wanted to kind of set the tone of ensuring that we have access for all of our students, and we continue to remove barriers for access so that the academic excellence that occurs here is received by every student in our organization, regardless of demographic background. Mm-hmm. As we moved into culture and climate, and I mentioned this before, but I can't speak enough to about how important our mental health and social and emotional wellness goals are in terms of culture and climate. We know that students want to perform better when they feel safe and secure, and that's the both of those relationships with our those professional relationships with our staff, but also that sense of just school safety. And we know in that school safety is something that, you know, just we our neighboring district right next door, and we want to continue to send blessings to them, just had to deal with a severe safety concern there, and that resonates with our students. They they are really inundated with the information, and they just want to know for sure that they're gonna, when they come to school, they can return to school in a safe manner. Culture and climate also means the ability for our staff to effectively collaborate together. And so they're not always holding a cognitive load by themselves. You want to make sure that you have the opportunity to work with a peer or groups of peers on like content or like grade level standards. So you're improving your craft with the support of another individual. You don't want the field of education to feel like a lonely space. And so we have intentional collaborative groups every Monday here in Avron Area School District, where our staff have the ability to hone in on their craft with the support of another colleague. And it really builds a sense of community, and those collaborative juices get flowing, and improves the performance of all of our students. And then when you think about the operations, as I mentioned before, that we don't function without our operations and all those categories that I mentioned. Our community invested into a referendum in 2022 and in 2023 that really allowed for us to put additional systems in place to support students to hire and retain highly qualified staff. And I want to send a thank you to our community for their investment in education. And that really led us to overall student impact. You know, you feel value in your work when you understand how your work impacts others. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to make sure that our messaging was honing in on those two or three things that most impact students within your work stream. If I'm a classroom teacher, there's a multitude of things I can think about, but what are the two or three things that I know I'm going to deliver every single day that's most directly going to impact this, our students, and really focus in and build our skills in those areas. And so I think it builds that sense of understanding not just how I'm going to improve student outcomes because I understand impact, but it also removes a lot of stressors that I feel like I have to do everything if I can hone in on two or three that mostly can impact. And that brings us to kind of the bigger overarching not just belief, but a way of performing, is that we truly believe that education is a conduit of freedom, to freedom. And that without a deep education, it is almost impossible to successfully function in our society, knowing that we are within the most diverse global society that has ever existed. We want to make sure that we have the skills and tools to thrive. I don't want to release somebody from the Avron Area School District without those specific skills that they can thrive, not just survive. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference between those two. and to have those skills to be able to thrive, to be able to engage with another individual, to have the literary skills to really have a deep understanding of information, understand good content from bad content, understand how to make decisions and how to be a critical thinker. Those are all things that we want to build within our students. And, you know, messaging that I want our staff to know and understand is that I am not asking them to work any harder because they're giving us everything they have right now. Mm-hmm. What we're asking them to do is to understand the two or three things that most directly impact student success and focus there. As so that it's just more intentional, not working harder, which is because they're already giving me everything they got, and there's nothing there's nothing more to ask for.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's always important, I think, for staff to hear that message that the focus is on excellence, and excellence doesn't mean doing more or, like you said, working harder, but it's, you know, what are those, where are those areas we need to be experts so that we can serve our students the best. And just jumping back to operations for a moment, one of the things you pointed out yesterday was the sort of the number of interactions that a student has every morning, for example, before they even get to the classroom.
Correct.
And you want to highlight that a little bit?
Absolutely. So we talked about, if you think about, you know, when our student walks out of the door, they'll begin with either a bus ride, and they're going to be greeted by a transportation provider that's going to give them a smile and wave and welcome them onto a safe bus, oftentimes, or van, depending on the transportation situations. From there, they're going to maybe cross the street and be welcomed by a crossing guard that's going to help them safely navigate to our schools. There's not a building within the Verona School District where there's not going to be multiple people outside waiting for your child and greeting them with a smile and joy and appreciation for them walking through their doors every day. When they enter that space, they'll be greeted often by an administrative assistant or a clerical that can help them with any needs that they have. They're going to be provided through our food service providers with a nutritional breakfast to set their day. Our custodians will have prepared their classrooms. The hallways and bathrooms will be beautifully done and ready to go. And that all happens before they even step into the classroom.
Right.
And so I don't ever want our public to forget the multiple people that impact that experience before they even cross the threshold of a classroom.
Yep. Sets the stage for a day of learning. So there you have it, folks. That's in short what our convocation entailed yesterday. And next week it starts. Back to school. You'll see buses on the road, kids on the road, walking on their bikes, people doing the morning commute, which now will include school drop-off, maybe at one school, maybe at two schools. So we as a community are ready to go back to school. Our staff had a great welcome back yesterday and are doing more professional development this week. And we are ready. So send your students in their shiny new whatever they may have wardrobe for the school year and your school supplies. Let us know if you need help with those things. We're always here for you. And Dr. Clardy, I think that's going to wrap it up for us today.
I appreciate it, Marcy. And thank you to our community and to all of our listeners for engaging in a great conversation. And we're going to have an amazing 24-25 school year. And every day is a great day to be a Wildcat, Marcy.
That's right. And thank you all for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.